in our rendezvous, and remorse with you. That's my desire to meet where gives this place. Down in some dim cafe, and dance till break of day. That's my desire to sip a little less wine and gaze into. Just when it's time to go home, Sherry, I love you so. You're my desire to sip a little less wine and gaze into your eyes divine to feel that touch of your lips. Just when it's time to go home, Sherry, I love you so.
The classic sound of the Flamingos from Chicago back to 1953. To begin the group harmony review tonight here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice in New York City, with yours truly, Dan Romanello, from midnight to 2 a.m.
What makes my heart turn upside down and my head goes spinning, round and round? It only happens when I'm with you. What makes me count days gone by, they never heave a sigh. It only happens when I'm with you. As time goes by, I tell my that I'm living in a wonderland that I can't seem to understand. And when the tears fall from my eyes, then I I'm with you. Oh.
staying in Chicago from 1956 on Chess Records, the Moonglows from Cleveland, Ohio, the great Bobby Lester and Harvey Fuqua, 1956 vintage, When I'm With You, here on Group Harmony Review. To Durham, North Carolina, we go. One of the earliest rhythm and blues recordings I fell in love with. From 1951, on Apollo Records, from here in New York City, Eugene Mumford and the Larks, from Durham, North Carolina, and one of the most beautiful renditions of My Reverie that I've ever heard. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City with Dan Romanello on a Saturday night in New York City, featuring the very unique, one-of-a-kind sound of the Black Harmony vocal groups from the 1950s era. Rudy West, The Five Keys.
Love, my tender love, romantic love, your eyes shine like the stars up above. I love you nightly, your eyes shine brightly, they do. My love, my only love, lasting love, you are my heart's eternal love. I'll always love you, I'll always need you, well, now you have gone on your still men, for each other. For you, it's me. For me, it's you, my love. Lasting love, you are my heart. I'll always love you,
love you,
need you,
my love.
Wow, so great. From Newport News, Virginia, Rudy West, The Five Keys, 1956. The last release for Aladdin Records before those wonderful Capitol Records years. The Story of Love. Which continues every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. Our Story of Love. With a very unique part of American music. Rhythm and blues vocal group harmony from the 1950s era like no other, in my opinion. Let's stay with an early R&B vocal group making the transition from the wonderful pop era of the 1940s into the early 1950s. From New York, Mate Marshall, The Ravens, Columbia Records from 1951.
So crazy for love, it's making me cry. I sometimes wonder, will love ever die? So crazy for love, it's breaking my heart. Will someone please help me or give me a star?
My life is no good without someone to love me. I need you, my darling. Your heart belongs to me.
Dream all the time. If I only had someone to be only mine, my love. Me. dream all the time. If I only had someone to be only mine.
Talk about a unique vocal group, Harmony Sound. The Ravens, among the earliest from the transition of pop harmony and that mixture of the 1940 sound making a transition into rhythm and blues from the early 1950s. For Columbia Records, the beautiful harmonies of the group, circa 1950-51. I'm So Crazy for Love. On a Saturday night in New York City, with yours truly, Dan Romanello, as we stay in the old town, one of New York's own from 1954. The perfect example of early 1950s street corner harmony taken to a stage of excellence. Willie Winfield, Ryle Cedar, the Harptones, recorded for Bruce Records back in 1954. Loving a Girl Like You. To Baltimore, Maryland we go. 1951. King Records, Eddie Rich, The Swallows.
I shouldn't wonder why they call you such names as dearest, and why the people passing by stop and stare. Am I the victim of a foolish love affair? You know how much I love you, but you don't care. I'd be without you if I listen to things about you. I can't get free, 'cause my heart says you dearest to me.
Dearest to me.
I shouldn't wonder why they call you such names as dearest, and why the people passing by all stop and stare.
Am I the victim of a foolish love affair? You know how much I love you, but you don't care. I'd be without you if I listen to things about you. I can't get free, 'cause my heart says you're dearest to me.
Wow. Talk about singing ballads that take us back to Baltimore. From 1951, Eddie Rich and Junior Denby, Money Johnson, Earl Hurley, The Swallows. King Records, Dearest. On WFUV's Group Harmony Review, Billy Dawn Smith of the Four Dukes and the Heralds had written so many great popular tunes in the 1950s era. His earliest efforts with the Billy Dawn Quartet on Decatur Records from Brooklyn, here on Group Harmony Review.
The law of glory. This is no dream.
Billy Dawn Smith, the Billy Dawn Quartet, also known as the Four Dukes, the Heralds, and an incredible amount of affiliations and compositions for other artists and vocal groups over the years. Billy Dawn Smith, the Billy Dawn Quartet, Decatur Records, from 1952. The group from Brooklyn. This is The Real Thing Now. On Group Harmony Review, where we feature The Real Thing each and every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. here on the Rose Hill campus of Fordham University in the Bronx, New York, public radio from Fordham. Featuring this music on the airwaves of New York City, since March of 1963, formerly known as the Time Capsule Show, and streaming on the internet at WFUV.org. Saluting the Black Harmony vocal groups of the 1950s era, each and every week, and even more special, during Black History Month, our now in our third segment of special editions of the show throughout the month of February. 1954, 115th Street, in Harlem, New York City.
The love bells are ringing, they're saying goodbye, wishing my darling we're at my side. Oh, you will never, you will never cry, never cry. If I knew you loved me, I'd be so satisfied. Bernie, my darling, they will never fall. My side, you will
from Harlem, New York City, that beautiful gem from back in 1954. The Great Five Willows, Tony Middleton, Ralph Martin, Richie Davis, Joe Martin, and John Thomas Steele. Talk about street corner harmony from here in New York. The Harptones, the Five Willows, the Five Crowns, and so many more capture that sound so perfectly. Love Bells on PD Records from 1954. Over to Washington Heights, section of Manhattan. And back in 1955, this very young teenage vocal group with a young teenage lead set a standard for rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony throughout the country and toured around the world after their enormous popularity, perhaps beginning an era that continued for so many years and helped sustain this music over the decades. Very young Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers from 1955, and one of my favorite ballads by the vocal group, Please Be Mine, here on WFUV.
Do, do, do.
What an incredible emotional ballad from such a young teenage vocal group. Washington Heights, New York City. And back in 1955, the first release, the flip side of the unbelievable hit for the group, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? A timeless classic over the years. The great Frankie Lyman, along with Jimmy Merchant and Herman Santiago, Joe Negroni, and Sherman Garnes. Frankie Lyman, The Teenagers, Please Be Mine, on a Saturday night here in Group Harmony Review. Let's stay in 1955 and stay in New York as we go to Queens, New York. The first release for James Shepherd and the Heartbeats Quintet.
What do you think my heart is made of? I can't stand this torment, my dear.
With every sunrise, my heart weeps for you. My heart weeps for you.
I don't mind waiting for you, but what can I do?
Oh, pretty bad.
That you found out how much I love you. Now that you found out how much I care, oh, will you give me a chance, my darling? Oh, will you just leave me to drown in my tears?
My heart weeps for you.
I don't mind waiting for you, but what can I do?
Just some rhythm and blues vocal group harmony to perfection from Queens, New York City. The first release for James Shepherd and the Heartbeats from 1955 on Philadelphia's Network Records label as the Heartbeats Quintet, Tormented, here on Group Harmony Review. As we go back to Chicago, and one of the sides I first heard listening to the roots of this program, the Time Capsule Show, back then with Joe Marchesani and Tom Luciani. And we are so fortunate to preserve this music each and every Saturday night here on Group Harmony Review together. The listeners, the hosts, the guests, the staff of WFUV. And here, celebrating Black History Month, a very special tribute each and every week for the program for this very unique part of American music. Still featured on the airwaves of New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, parts of Pennsylvania, thanks to WFUV. Streaming on the internet at WFUV.org. This very unique and beautiful ballad from Chicago. A perfect example of the obscure rhythm and blues vocal groups from the early 1950s. On Parrot Records, the famed Parrot label out of Chicago, like so many others, and Blue Lake and Chance, which we began the show with tonight, The Flamingos, That's My Desire on Chance Records. VJ, all coming up on this special edition of Group Harmony Review. From 1953, they were known as the Pelicans.
Irelia, darling, I love you, so. I'll always love you. I'll never let you go. Because you're mine. And you're lips as sweet as wine, say that you love me on to the end of time. For I'm yours, Peter, no
told you so, how would you know? come when I'll be the one you say it to.
Out to the West Coast from the early 1950s. One of the vocal groups making a transition over the years and preserving and recording the music throughout the decades. They were the Robins with Bobby Nunn. What a phenomenal vocal group from California. In 1953, the Robins released That Beauty, one of, I guess, about five releases for the vocal group on RCA Victor Records. And that was entitled, How Would You Know? And they were from up in Northern California and recorded so many fabulous sides going back into the late 1940s with Johnny Otis and the orchestra on Savoy Records and that famed Midnight Song on Score Records, part of the Midnight Classics I once used here on the show when we first made our transition from Saturday afternoons to Saturday night at midnight. And I often think about going back and re-airing some of those early shows at the midnight hour. They were back in 1949 on Aladdin and Score, and then Savoy Records recorded with the great Little Esther and Johnny Otis, recorded in Hollywood Records, and then RCA Victor, and on to Crown and Spark and so much more. How Would You Know, 1953, The Robins. And just ahead of that, also from 53, on Parrot Records out of Chicago, Aurelia by the Pelicans. As we continue and go over to Philadelphia, one of the great early 50s obscurities over the years, again, I first discovered listening to the old TCS, and so fortunate to preserve this music over the years here on WFUV. They were known as the Cherokees, recorded for Grand Records in 1954, Rhythm and Blues, vocal group harmony from Philadelphia.
Do you love me?
Oh, Elijah, I'm in the door. now, darling. You know I love you, dear. That's right. I've been telling you a long, long, long time. But dear, there comes a time when George was loved. You love me, dear, with all your heart and all your soul, huh?
the stars and the moon. I'll pray to God for you. I love you and I need you. But darling, you never knew.
Well, speaking of Chance Records from Chicago, the classic Midnight Wail, taking us out of the first hour tonight here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York, hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. With Dan Romanello every Saturday night, early Sunday morning from midnight to 2 a.m. We closed out the first hour from Baltimore, Maryland. Bobby Hall and the Kings, Adolphus Holcomb on lead, New York City's Harlem Records label, You Never Knew, 1954. Just ahead of that, also from New York, the Checkers on King, My Prayer Tonight. Very beautiful from 1953. And we began from Philadelphia, 1954, Grand Records, The Cherokees, and Please Tell Her So. Early 50s musical excellence from a rhythm and blues perspective here during our Black History Month specials on Group Harmony Review. Another big hour coming up for you tonight. Please stay tuned.
Oh, you broke my heart, loved you from the start. What am I to do? Still in love with you. Oh, I love you so. Never let you go. Never let you go. Never let you go. Oh, no, no.
G, baby.
Oh, baby, G.
Oh, G.
Oh, baby, G.
Baby.
G.
You
From Gary, Indiana, beginning this hour with Pookie Hudson and the Spaniels, the unmistakable talents of that phenomenal vocal group recorded for VJ Records in Chicago, the group from Indiana, with James Pookie Hudson on lead and Gerald Gregory bass, Ernest Warren, Willie C. Jackson, and Opal Courtney Jr. A little bit of Dua from 1955, among the first five releases for the Spaniels. Featured here in New York City on WFUV on the Group Harmony Review. To Washington, D.C. we go, 1950. The first release for another legendary rhythm and blues vocal group producing the very unique black harmony sound, taking popular standards and presenting them in such a way as never rivaled, in my opinion. This one recorded for Rainbow Records here in New York. A great standard done by Harold Lucas and Harold Winley. John Buddy Bailey, they were the Clovers, and this one kicked off their career back in 1950.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, man, I don't mean baby. Yes, sir, that's my baby. By the way, when I reach that preacher, man, I'll say. When I read
preacher man, I said,
if you live, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, man, I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir.
Well, the unique talents of Clyde McFadder and the Dominoes. Clyde McFadder, such an enormous influence on this music, beginning with the Dominoes and then over to the Drifters, the famed Drifters, whose sound is kept alive nowadays thanks to Charlie Thomas and the group. That time, the first release for the Dominoes from 1950-51, but also the very first issue for Federal Records. Rhythm and Blues Vocal Group Harmony, at its finest, its purest, the distinct influence of gospel in there. The group with Do Something for Me on the Federal label. Here on Group Harmony Review. And just ahead of that, also from the same time period, 1950, from Washington, D.C., The Clovers on Rainbow Records. Yes, sir. That's my baby. On a Saturday night in New York City. And over the years, we've been so fortunate to have discovered quite a number of very special recordings not released back in the 50s era. First starting to surface on vinyl LPs, and then continued on CDs. And here's a case in point by one of the legendary R&B vocal groups. And very happy to feature this one for you tonight. By the Delds, beginning as the El Rays on Checker Records out of Chicago, and then the Delds on VJ. One of their previously unissued sides from that very special time period for music here in America.
Someone to call me darling. That's all I need. But dear Lord, please help me and let me.
Her teeth shine like diamonds, her hair like Gloria, the girl with the strawberry curl. She's oh so fine, and I'll make her mine, oh mine.
Gloria,
you've never treated me right.
From back in 1955, originally issued on Gotham Records out of Philadelphia, The Whispers, Are You Sorry? Just ahead of that, from Chicago, The Five Chances on States Records, 1956, Gloria, and we began with the Dells, Someone to Call Me Darling. Issued on a wonderful VJ Records package, and very happy to feature it for you here on Group Harmony Review. VJ Records out of Chicago, the Dells from Harvey, Illinois. Here on WFUV in New York City, as we continue with some of the best in rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. Each and every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m.
Does she love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe it when she tells me so, is she fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just another flame? Oh, once I did love would break my heart. She may be just acting and playing the part. If she don't love me, let her tell me so. I can't hold her. If she wants to go, though I'll cry when she's gone, I won't die. It's too soon, way too soon.
Pure sound of early R&B, thanks to Sonny Till and the Orioles. And often we talk about the uniqueness and distinction between vocal groups like the Ravens and the Orioles, who successfully made that transition from the 1940s into the early 50s and influenced all the vocal groups that came later, making a transition from pop into pure R&B. And the Ravens among the great pop influence. And in my opinion, Sonny Till and the Orioles setting the standard for the pure rhythm and blues vocal group harmony sound. And both so influential to everything which came later. And that was the Orioles' first release, the vocal group from Baltimore, Maryland, and the sweet talents of that lead voice, the great Sonny Till. And the first release, It's a Natural Records, and then Jubilee Records, changed over to Jubilee Records. The company changed, and both number 5,000 back in 1948. A tune written by Deborah Chesler, their manager, and covered by so many other artists over the years, with Alexander Sharp in there and George Nelson, Johnny Reed, and the immortal talents of Sonny Till, the Orioles. It's Too Soon to Know on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. So much I want to get to tonight on this special edition of the program, so let us continue.
I will wait till eternity. I will wait.
Oh, so patiently I will wait. Darling, please wait for me. Well, it sounds so strange to hear somebody call your name, but I know you are not to blame. Won't you please wait for me? It's funny, baby, but true. I love no one but you. Though I'm feeling blue, I love no one but you.
Oh,
just closing it out with a rhythm and blues rarity for sure in its original format. And thankfully reissued over the years, thanks to Relic Records. They were the Ambassadors from Newark, New Jersey, and recorded Timely Records here in New York, 1954 vintage, Darling, I'm Sorry. And speaking of alternate versions, a great alternate version of that tune, which had not been released back in 54, was also made available on the same LP package. Love to feature both of them for you tonight if I don't get to it, since there are so many groups I want to cover that definitely will be in the future. We began that set from Baltimore, following the Orioles from Baltimore, with the Four Buddies, Larry Harrison and the group on Savoy Records, 1951, I Will Wait, kicking off their recording career. Then the Marylanders, also from Baltimore, Jubilee Records, 1952, Please Love Me, and the Ambassadors from Newark, 1954, Darling, I'm Sorry, here on Group Harmony Review. Coming back to New York City, back to Old Town Records, and a classic New York City vocal group, if there ever was one. Recently, we marked the passing of one of the legendary performers and recording artists from here in New York, Herman Dunham, who was a phenomenal talent with this vocal group back in 1954, when they began with this phenomenal recording for New York City R&B vocal group Harmony, released on Old Town Records. Here are the Solitaires on Group Harmony Review.
I wonder why I love you like I do. I wonder why I'm not myself at all. I feel a strange kind of feeling coming on. I wonder why. I suppose some gypsy could explain why I walked in the rain. Just wait and see. Misery. I'm thinking of it simply that I win and fell in love.
Wasn't that great? Wonder Why, backed with Blue Valentine, Old Town Records, Old Town number 1000 from 1954. Among the earliest 45s I would be fortunate enough to pick up as a youngster back around 1960-61 at Times Square Records, and still have so many of those exact copies today, and love featuring the sound for you here on Group Harmony Review each week. Definitely an influence to me among the vocal groups that I fell in love with most of all, like many that I'm featuring tonight over the years, the Solitaires among them, and Herman Dunham on the lead along with Buzzy Willis and Monty Owens, Bobby Williams, Pat Gaston, Bobby Baylor, all talents from other New York City vocal groups. The Solitaires on Old Town, Wonder Why, from 1954. Can't believe how quickly the time is going tonight on this special edition of Group Harmony Review. And once again, Herman Dunham, such an enormous talent over the years, and I will be doing a special feature in honor of that phenomenal artist in the weeks ahead. As we continue here on Group Harmony Review.
Each time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool I stop and stare. I know it's not the proper thing to do, and maybe be there.
Maybe you'll be there.
I go out walking at the midnight along a lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you, and maybe you'll be there. Said your arm always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Well, after all those things you told me, how could it end like this?
Could it end like this?
There's no answer. I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. With anxious thoughts, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there. You said your arms as yours would always hold me. Well, you said your lips were mine alone, long to kiss. And after all the many things, yes, you've told me. How could it end like this?
Could it end like this?
Someday when all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. With anxious thoughts, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there.
Over a cup of coffee,
I gaze at the stars in the sky, and everything in view, because of the tears in my eyes, they see.
Really beautiful from here in the Bronx. Larry Gales of the Twilighters and That Time with the Starlings. Josie Records, 1954. Music Maestro, Please. Just ahead of that from Philadelphia, George Grant and the Castells, also from 1954, Over a Cup of Coffee. And we began from Philadelphia, all from 1954, and that's it. Lee Andrews and the Hearts on New York's Rainbow label, Maybe You'll Be There. Lee Andrews and George Grant and Larry Gales. Two from Philly, one from New York, and again from right here in the Bronx. What an influential part of New York City for rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. As we've so often acknowledged here on the show, with so many of the great Bronx groups dropping by, groups like Bobby Mansfield and the Wrens, and the influence of Arthur Cryer and Eugene Tompkins and Lillian Leach, the great sound of the Chords, Dean Barlow and the Crickets, Connie Questel, the Decoys, Larry Gales, with the Starlings and Twilighters. So many vocal groups I've acknowledged and featured over the years, and among my Bronx specials and Brooklyn specials and New York specials, and then taking trips around the country, pretty much as we've done tonight in honor of our tribute during Black History Month to saluting the early 1950s vocal group sound. And can do an entire month and more of just the kind of sounds we're hearing tonight. But I tried to cover all the aspects throughout the month, and there's another special feature planned for you next week here on the program as we close out the month of February and then begin the anniversary month. Another anniversary for this program, which began in March of 1963, here in the Bronx, New York City. So something special for you next week for sure. So we just had two from Philadelphia, and then from New York City, the Starlings. Oh, I love that group. Had the privilege of having Larry Gales appear on the show many years ago. And Bill Lindsay and so many other great artists of the Bronx, especially during fundraising time. Let's see, we've got about 6 minutes to go in the program. Should be able to get in two more for you. So let's get right to it. And since we just closed from New York, let's stay in the old town. This one from 1951. Red Robin Records from here in New York. The Robin label. Ray Wooten. The Mellow Moods from New York City.
Where are you now that I need you now that I want you so badly I could cry?
I could cry.
Where are you now that I want you?
I guess I took too much for granted to let you sigh and cry.
Please tell me, where are you now that I need you? Now that I want you so badly, I could cry.
Going to leave you tonight from Chicago with the Dandeliers on States Records. May God be with you. Thanks for listening, folks, to Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello. I'll be looking forward to seeing you next week with another special edition of the show. Stay tuned for the Beale Street Caravan coming up here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Thanks for listening. The Dandeliers. May God be with you.